All right, welcome back. Episode 4. I did not think we were going to make it. Man.
Well, at least we are consistent with this.
one out of like 15 things. It's not bad.
The first one's always good, you know? Just like the first one was one foot in front of the other. Mm-hmm. Now, just got to get that diet going.
Hey, why you got to bring us down like 10 seconds into the new podcast?
It's all right. Man. So what's going on? What's new?
Let's see. Jeez, I got to see my surgery doctor again on Friday. My rehab, the guys have been like, oh, we need to know what to do. You know, your doctor only wrote us one paper, so I went to my doctor and he's like, I wrote everything down. They need to know. He's like, if they don't know, they're stupid.
Yeah.
He's like, so maybe you should find new rehab. I was like, damn. Kind of cutthroat.
Throwing some shade over there.
Well, I'm wondering, because a friend of mine told me that the rehab place I go to likes to milk customers for a little extra cash.
Oh, do they milk you this way?
Shut
oh.
up, Carl. God damn it. No, but, you know, because yeah, the maybe guy wrote everything in Japanese, so it's like, why do I need to, what else do I need to tell him? Like,
maybe you should find a new place.
Yeah, that's the plan right now.
All right.
But, yeah, other than that, made it to the gym. Surprised myself. And most of the staff at the gym, you'll never guess what they said to me.
What did they say?
Are you okay?
Wow.
Yeah. Not, oh my God, you got fat or things like that. They were just like, oh, you okay? You know, you're not in the sling anymore. And I was like, where's it at? Like, I know they're going to pop me with it. And then they were like, no, they're just take to your time. Be careful, you know. Don't rush yourself. And I was like, they love me.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I'm hopefully thinking that if we actually move, then we're going to get to train at Total with you. That'd be really, really good.
And that's the name of our gym, for those of you who don't know. Total Workout.
Yeah, one of the only, you know, real places to train in Fukuoka.
What do they call that, like? Glamour, kind of glamorous workouts are kind of popular here, and like not heavyweight, mostly just lightweights for the nice bod.
Yeah.
But Total had, you know, heavyweights, and that's kind of what got us there.
Yeah, well, they have something for everyone.
Right? Yeah.
So it's good. He used to have a boxing center and a sauna and a pool, but, you know, money. Yeah,
they have to compete with everybody else, but what about you? How are things going with you this week?
Things are going well. Just trying to get back into the swing of, like, being back at work and trying to piece together my training. And it's just tough, man. It's tough, you know. Like, I wanted to be on 2,200 calories for the month of February. I made it 1.5 days. I don't know. For some reason, February 2nd, yesterday, I just went nuts. I went crazy. I ate, like, whatever candy was in the house. I ate that. Then
Cookie Monster.
Then I ate, like, 4 donuts before dinner, and it was just crazy.
Nah, I didn't even get to make it to the 2nd. My friend is going back to the UK today. On the 5th. But the 1st was our last day to really hang out with her. She's going to be finishing packing and closing down bank accounts, so they're like, hey, let's go out to dinner. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'll eat something relatively small. We went to all-you-could-eat fried chicken.
Nice.
All-you-could-eat. All-you-can-eat. Oh, my God, am I, like, drunk now?
You're English.
And it was, like, $30. And
was it good?
Oh, it was really good. That was the worst part. Like, they gave, and nothing there was healthy. It was, like, fried chicken, French fries, beer. I had, the guy came out, and he's like, oh, you look like James. And I'm like, my name is James, actually. He's like, oh! He's like, you're my best friend now. And the dude was just talking to me in Japanese the whole time.
That's awesome.
Oh, all the the customers are looking at me. But yeah, he kept bringing me these giant mugs of beer. And
it was all you can eat, all you can drink?
$30, yo.
Damn.
So yeah, I drank enough alcohol for, you know, the rest of the year, and swore off alcohol for the rest of my life again, you know, until the next time. But, no, it was good fun, and then we all went to karaoke, and, yeah, really gonna miss her. V's heading back to the UK, and
yep, safe travels, girl.
Yeah, be good.
Yep, listen to the podcast from there, girl. Shameless plug.
Hello to everyone in Britain, you know, yes. We'll try and work on our British accents, but
Hello.
So, yeah, my first day didn't even get to happen.
That's all right. And there's still, what, 25 more days in February? It's the damn short month, and we didn't even finish it.
It's all right. We still did it. We can still... I made it to the gym, all right?
Yeah.
And we're doing episode 4 of the podcast, which, let's not lie, many people didn't think was going to happen. So.
Yeah. You know, it's all good.
Don't waste time on them negatives, right?
Let's just be positive and go from here.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
Yeah, especially since today is Setsubun in Japan.
Yeah. For people that don't know, Setsubun is actually a really popular tradition. Yeah. It's a tradition holiday that they celebrate here in Japan. And they have a tradition where they throw beans at the devil. Don't ask. But they have a saying. In Japanese, what is it?
Oni wa soto, which means the devil or the ogre outside. And fuku or something. Fuku wa uchi, which is like bad stuff out, good stuff in.
Yeah, so it's basically good fortune in and bad fortune out.
Yeah, and the kids, what it is someone wears like a little ogre mask and they throw beans at them and then that's what the... It's to symbolize the bad stuff going out, and then they eat the beans after.
Damn! So that's why people were throwing beans at me today? I was just outside, and people were like, oh, wow, wow. I was like, damn, because I was wearing all red, you know? Like,
and little kids coming at you. It's like, no, stay away.
No, but it's cool because at the stores and everything, they have these big ass. Sushi things, they're called what are they called?
Mami Maki is a bean rolls. Shit, I don't remember the name.
But it's a big-ass sushi kind of thing.
No, it's like the size of like a sub sandwich, just rice and all kinds of good stuff. And they only make it during this time, but they don't cut it. Because you're supposed to eat it and face a lucky direction, like to the south, east, north, or west, I don't know. And so you stand up, you face that way, and you have to eat the whole thing. But... I just eat it for dinner because it's really, really good.
Yeah, it's pretty damn tasty.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty. Pretty cheap, too, so.
Well, whoever says Japan is a good place to lose weight, suck my fat one. It's terrible, man. It's hard.
Everything is carbs. Everything is delicious.
And everything tastes good. That's the thing.
Only thing that they do way better than we do is they don't put tons of sugar in everything. You know, we're really heavy-handed on the sugar in the States, but out here, I would say they're not as heavy-handed.
Yeah, they're pretty good about, you know, like, variety, too. The thing is, we really like food that has a fair amount of calories in it.
Bad stuff.
Yeah. That's good, though. So today is Setsubun, and are we supposed to eat beans, too? Like, amount of your age?
Yeah,
too?
You're supposed to, it's the number, whatever age you are, that's how many beans you eat. And a lot of Japanese people don't even like beans too much, you know, so it's kind of funny because, you know, I kill for some refried beans, like a true bean burrito. Oh my God, those things are magical. But yeah, you eat the number of beans of your age and like there's good luck years and bad luck years. So like if you're a certain age, you're going to have like bad luck this year. It's all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, Japan's all about their tradition, so it's a good one.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, but yeah, because of stuff like that and, you know, all the good food, it is hard to stay on the 2,200 calorie diet.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, you know, you gotta just live your life, man.
That's true.
I mean, like, how crappy would that be if you were gonna celebrate and she's gonna go and you're like, oh, sorry, man, I can't. We'll get a salad today instead. Nah, you gotta live and you gotta, you know, weigh out, like, what's really important to you. Because with all the Blue Zone people who live over 100 years old, you know...
Okinawa.
They have a lot of things about, like, how they get to that age, you know. Good friendships, you know. They eat healthy, but they also just enjoy their life, you know.
They're always moving, too.
Yeah, they are. Totally.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things about being out here. It's easy to just walk everywhere.
But. Yeah, I noticed that in America, we drive everywhere. Like down the block, we even drive down the block. Like it's America is made that you have to drive. You know?
It's
like,
just too big. There's too much distance from place A to place B to get there in a respectable amount of time outside of a car.
So is it weird that you're not driving in Japan?
I miss it so much, but, like, it's nice, except when the weather happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, today it's, like, 17 degrees, which is what, like, 60 or something? I don't even know. Yeah. It's hot. It's literally hot outside.
And it's raining, too.
Yeah, so it's humid, and it's February. You know, climate change, I hate it so goddamn much. But, yeah, things like the rain, I used to love the rain. Like, just looking at it and, you know, watching it. But when you have to walk in that shit, and you get the soggy socks, oh man, my socks get wet, I'm just ready to fight, you know. So I actually have to, like, have extra socks and stuff on me all the time, but...
Yeah, talk about biking in the rain, too. I have all this, like, expensive rain gear, but I'm still wet, like, by the time I get to school. And
well, I mean, you're out there riding for 40 minutes to an hour every time, so... Is there any weather you don't ride in?
Typhoons. I fly in those.
Oh, and that's the thing that has me worried. Because of this warm weather, I'm like, when it cools down again, like, we might get, like, a typhoon coming through, which, I mean, it's good, so you don't have to go to school, but...
Yeah, we don't condone any natural disasters just so we can have a day off.
No.
Japan's had its fair share of, like, typhoons and earthquakes, so...
Tsunamis.
Yeah, we just want to... Just have some peaceful, good, fun times, you know?
I want winter to come back. Like, climate change, that's what's annoying me. I just want it to be winter when it's winter, summer when it's summer. That's it. You know, I'm ready for it to be cold. I'm ready to wear my big jackets. And, you know, 2 days ago I had to put on my big, big leather jacket. Yesterday I had to put on my smaller one. Today I don't even need a goddamn jacket.
Yeah, I'm in a tank top.
Yeah, I know. Literally, he's in a red tank top. And, yeah, and at the end of this week, it's supposed to drop down again to, like, icy cold, so I just don't know what the hell's going on, and it bugs the hell out of me. But that's the only time I miss a car, is just dealing with the weather, which I hear, like, New York, my buddies in New York, like, they got snow and all kinds of crap, which is, it's hard to believe, you know, when we have this semi-summer day coming through, so, no, I can't stand it. I just want... The goddamn weather to fix itself.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard though. You know, we've kind of messed with our environment. So, I mean, do you think it's like something we did as humans, or this is just the natural cycle? You know,
nah, it's us. I mean, even if there is a natural cycle to this, like the argument is like it's natural. The Earth is doing this stuff on its own. So we don't need to be more environmentally sound, which is just stupid, because you're not going to use, you know, deadly chemicals in your house that'll clean stuff really well. I mean, that's kind of what it's like. Like, if it is a natural cycle, shouldn't we still try and keep the Earth as clean as we can, you know, and keep the air as clean as we can, you know? Growing up, when you go to L.A. and you see the smog, I'm like, oh, why are the clouds brown in the sky? Yeah.
Your house is messy. Just burn it. Yeah. Burn it to the ground.
So, no, even if it is a cycle, we still need to be, you know, more environmentally friendly, because we do have an impact.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
So, yeah, but, that's what I believe anyway.
Yeah, you get around without a car, so that's good. How many steps do you think you take a day?
On a normal working day, I take easily over 10,000, like 10 to 12. If I'm going out and like having fun and stuff, probably about 15 to 20, depends on.
20,000 steps.
Well, I mean, this is starting in the morning and then ending like, you know, at midnight. So, but on days where I just don't want to leave and stuff, like, I'll be lucky if I get over, like, 4.
400?
No, just 4. Just roll everywhere. No, well, I mean, what about you? Like, you bike everywhere, so those don't count towards your steps.
Yeah, they don't count towards my steps. But, I mean, I average between 7,000 and as high as 12,000.
Yeah.
It's a pretty active place, you know, and being a teacher... You're always, like, running up and downstairs or having to, like, help each student. Or even in class, you're walking around. So I think that does help with, you know, raising your metabolism a little bit. Just little movement, and I think that's important also for your posture and for your body. So it's a good thing.
No. When I teach out of school, I go up like 16 flights of stairs before the day's even out. And that's just like, because there's no elevators, and most schools are 4 floors. So, you're going to get your steps in there. But if I have a day where I don't have to work at a school, I have to like work in the office, those are the ones where, you know, my step count will be low, so I'll just walk home from the office or something like that. Or
do you like being in an office?
It's different. I enjoy it because, you know, how do I say this? I fucking hate kids. No, kids can wear you down. Like, you know, they're young, they're dumb, and putting up with their crap sometimes, you know, you're just like, oh, I'd love to drown every single one of you. So, I mean, don't drown your kids, don't drown students, don't do any of that. But in the office, when you're talking with adults and, you know, it's more, the work's different. It's just, it's a lot easier, you know. I work the summer camp sometimes, and watching the students, like, in a group is harder for me than just, like, running everything, you know, as, like, a classroom. Leader. Yeah. So, I can't be all up under kids, especially if they cry and shit, because maybe it's because I'm a single man, but when children cry, I get angry. You know, I'm like, what are you crying about? And they're like, he doesn't want to sit next to me. Well, then fuck the kid. Who cares? Sit without him. They're like, buh, 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 and then I'm like, nah, now I want to choke everyone. I don't know. You've been teaching longer than me. How do you like it? I mean,
I just remember when I was a kid, you know, like little. Everyone forgets, like, what it was like to be a kid. And it's not that hard for me because I'm still a kid. Everyone tells me I still act like a kid, and I do. But I think that's, like, my secret to becoming or understanding how they are and to be a better teacher. Because they're just kids, you know. Like, to them, like, small little problems, that things that we view that are really small.
End of the world.
Yeah, it's like life. It's like life-changing, life-shattering things for them. And, you know, we just have to understand, like, they're going to learn, you know, but we have to be there to, like, tell them, it's going to be okay. Don't worry about it, you know? But sometimes they all have to learn the hard way. And as a teacher, you don't really want them to go through that, but they are going to have to go through that way.
It's the same with everybody. Like, when my family was, you know, telling me, listen, you got to do this, you got to do this. You know, and then you just don't do what they say, and you're like, I should have listened to them. You know, everyone has to go through their shit themselves.
I hate when I have to always say, you were right.
That's like every argument you're in,
though. everyone, pretty much.
No, I the one thing I wonder is, growing up, is like, how come our teachers didn't think that? Like, I felt they weren't bad, don't get me wrong, but they never tried to understand. Because even me, even though I hate children, like you said, I still try and say, like, I hated this when I was a student, so I don't try and do it as a teacher, you know? I don't get all on my soapbox and like, you need to do this because when you get into the real world, I hated motherfuckers saying that shit to me. When you get into the real world, like, I lived in virtual reality. When I was in college, my last year, there was a lady who was a professional staff member at the place I was working at, and she was 2 years older than me, and she had the nerve to tell me, when you get into the real world, you know, work's going to be harder and stuff like that. And I was like, woman, you know, the fuck you talking to? I got 3 jobs right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like, I didn't like when people were condescending or thought they were better because they perceive their situation to be harder than yours, when in all reality, you know, me working 3 jobs and her working 1 where she gets to just do whatever she wants. Oh, no, I don't do that to my students.
Yeah, but we have to understand, like, each person has their personal threshold and what's difficult for them and like, what's a challenge for them, you know? So I often always find myself judging people, like, oh, man, that's easy. But then, but then, like, I have to remind myself, like, each person has their own storms, their own things that they have to go through. And we have to just find ways to understand that people are just, they're just all trying to get by, you know? I mean, do you think now, like, life today as it is much more difficult than it was before?
Well, I mean, well, we're talking about it from when I was a child to when I'm an adult, so of course things are more complicated technically, but...
Well, would you rather live then, or would you rather live now?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard because like the world is changing and it's changing so fast.
Yeah, it's a rapid pace.
Well, because they're trying to make up for last time. You got the Me Too movement, which is good for women, but then are we overstepping our bounds by thinking all men are guilty before any evidence has been presented? I watched some stuff on YouTube this week. Like apparently there are 71 genders right now, which
only 71.
Only 71. Honestly, like. No matter what your sexual orientation is, which is all I'm all down with, trying to pretend like there's more genders seems really dumb to me. But just saying that right now, we might get in trouble. Like, that might blow up our podcast and put us on to, like, we got these racist, sexist bastards because they don't believe there's 71 genders. And it's like, so, I don't know if it's harder or if, like, living in the 90s and 80s would have still been tough for us, like, you know, a little more racism to sprinkle in our daily lives back in the day, so.
Well, that's one of the nice things, like, about living in Japan is they're behind, you know? How they treat women was, like, you couldn't get away with that shit back home, you know, back in America.
Right now?
Yeah. Yeah, so.
No, I mean, every time during graduation when the principal's on stage, it's always the prettiest teacher handing in the diplomas and shit.
Yep.
And that's just normal.
I like when the guests come to the teacher's room, bitch, go make some tea.
They never say that.
They don't say it, but it's pretty much what happens, though. Yes,
the woman does. Usually.
There's never a guy that goes to make the tea, you know.
Yeah, so.
I mean, if you are the guy that comes to make the tea.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that, but.
I don't know, which would you rather live in? I mean.
Oh, man, like.
I think because we're in the bubble out here, too,
Do you remember when you were growing up? I'm older than you are.
Yeah.
By, like, 30 years.
Oh, 30 years.
Oh. But, I mean, like, when I was growing up, I remember it was really hard for me to get porn. You know? I had to go into, like, the forest and look for the thrown out JCPenney catalogs. I don't know why they're always in the forest and they're all sticky. But,
it was magical cream.
Yes. But, yeah, I mean, just, like, during that time, you know, if you wanted to watch porn or as a young boy, you know, we all wanted see, so, you know, there are these special channels, and if you have these special black boxes, you can actually you can flick to the channel, and if you don't have it subscribed, you can see the outline of the boob, and you're like, oh, you're like, yeah!
Scrambly porn.
Yeah, the scrambled porn.
See, I mean, in terms of entertainment, oh man, can you imagine being a kid right now? You have...
Is it too much, though?
I think it desensitizes them. I mean, by the time, like, these kids have sex, they're going to be thinking, like, you get women pregnant by shooting in their eye or something, you know?
But I'm also thinking about, like, is it too much information that these kids, like, have? Like, do you remember going to the library to actually look up stuff?
Oh, yeah, the Dewey Decimal System.
Dewey who?
What's a book? But, I mean, it's... If there's ever a time where, like, even the internet goes out, let's say just for, like, 3 days, like, you know, young kids are just going to lose their shit. They're like, I can't Instagram, I can't Twitter, I can't tweet. I hate all those stuff. As I said in the previous episodes, like, social media is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
And that brings me to that Fire documentary about that ultra, like, elite things and how they use Instagram to, like, pretty much marketed. They use models.
So, for those who don't know, there was a thing called Fire Festival in 2017, and it was supposed to be in this area of the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be fancy accommodations, like, I don't know if they said hotels, but, like, they made it was supposed to be, like, really high-end tents, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, gourmet food, and then all these bands, they were talking about Amigos, Gyro and all this stuff, and it was a scam. People paid money, and the tickets started, like, I think they said, like, maybe a grand or $500 to a grand, and went all the way up to, like, 12,000.
Yeah, and they sold out in, what, 2 hours, right?
Yeah, like, and the marketing was these Instagram models, I think, like, one Jenner or something, Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, Kylie Jenner was the one with them, yeah.
And, yeah, and it just turned into this whole clusterfuck, so no, when the people who paid got to the island, they had, we might have mentioned this, they had FEMA tents. They had FEMA tents set up. The food was salad and cheese bread, and the lady who actually paid for the food had to pay for it out of her own pocket because she wasn't getting any money, and if she didn't feed these people, they wouldn't have had anything to eat. And she went through 50 grand of her savings, and they set up a GoFundMe, and people have been like giving back to her, which is really sweet. But Netflix and Hulu have their documentaries of this disaster.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I haven't actually seen the documentaries, but I remember when it happened, and then just talking about it when it actually happened. So I think maybe today or tomorrow I'm going to actually sit down and watch the documentary and see what's up.
Yeah, and there's controversy over that because Hulu paid the man who defrauded everybody. I don't remember his name, but he's like this young cat, like I think either early 30s or mid-20s, and he defrauded investors for like $27 million, so he's in federal prison for 6 years, which I hope it's not one of those, like, you know, prison day camps where they get, like, you know, archery and stuff. But Hulu paid him to have him show up on their documentary, and it's like, why are you giving this guy who defrauded people millions and, you know, did all this shady shit money to talk about the shady shit he did? Whereas Netflix paid the company that used social media, Instagram, to market the thing.
Yeah, to put the documentary together. Yeah.
Because the whole marketing for the thing was all fake, pretty much. Then they had all these beautiful models, you know, these Instagram models and jet skis and white water and stuff, and then the venue looked nothing like that. So are they at fault for doing their job, and did they deserve the money for pretty much false advertising? Like, that's the secondary discussion going on. But can you imagine paying, like, a grand to go see, like, any kind of band like that? Like, shit, that's...
I don't even have 50 cents.
Right now. Like, that's a lot of money these people had to drop on this.
I mean, these are the most elite of the elite people that wanted to go to these things. And that's why they wanted to go.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be some elite thing. But, I mean, that's one thing that I don't like about social media. And you can like, market, or you can portray what... ever you want to, like, have people see. And how do you know what's real now? How do you even know the people you're talking to on social media are the people you're actually talking to?
Not some, like, a group of people trying to just sell something. They said if you have 10,000 people on your social media, technically you're an influencer, which means you can start making revenue by mentioning brands or, you know, they're commercials, but people don't know they're commercials. You have, you know, and it's really hard for kids, because kids follow the dumbest motherfuckers I've ever seen. And, you know, like, I don't know why Kylie Jenner's popular. You know, they're like, oh, she's pretty, but the world has pretty people. Like, she has an amazing number. Like, I think they said, like, 22 million followers. And, yeah, she could just be like, oh, I love this lipstick I have today. And the problem is that if she doesn't disclose that she's getting money for that, it's kind of like shady marketing. You know, these people need to be upfront with, you know, when they're getting paid and when they're making money, because when you have that kind of influential power, it's very deceptive. You know, kids will be like, oh, she likes it, so I like it. And it's like, nah.
She's, I mean, like, how do you feel about, like, people on Twitch, then, mm-hmm. who are, like, playing these games and making money off these games? Like, how do you regulate a market like that, then?
Well, the thing is, people playing on Twitch usually are playing games they like or playing games their fans like. You know, that's the thing. It's when those people on Twitch are talking about, you know, Vertigear chairs or Logitech controllers and stuff like that, and it's like, oh, see, when you name drop shit like that, like, that's when they're getting paid, and I think that's what's shady.
I mean, can you blame them for trying to make some money, though?
Oh, no, it's not, they're not doing anything bad. You just gotta let people know what it is. Like, if I love games, so if I reviewed a game and I'm like, oh, this game, I love it so much, it's the perfect 10, but then you find out the company who made that game took me to, like, a private party, you know, on their where they made the game. They took me out to eat dinner. They gave me, like, a collector's edition of the game. You know, they gave me all the swag and took me out and showed me a good time. Can you trust my review at that point? You know, it's more ethics, you know. Are they paying for, you know, are they just giving me a chance to get the game early so I can tell people my true opinion about it, or are they buying my opinion? That's when the problem comes. Because, like, Twitch's biggest issue is just, I think it's the female streamers who are, like, always half-naked, you know, in tight pants.
I don't see a problem with that.
Of course you wouldn't see a problem with that. But, like, the male streamers get salty because, you know, no one wants to see a naked man.
Why not?
Play video games. But, no, it's just, it's ethics, you know. I find that for, like, any sort of review or things like that, I trust friends, but for, like, concerts and stuff, like, I don't use Instagram enough to be bamboozled by that kind of shit, but, you know, Ja Rule, he's in hot water, too.
That's a hard thing, man. I don't know if we're ever gonna figure out, like, you know, what to do about these kinds of situations, but my take on it is, we really need to make an effort to have, like, real face-to-face friendships, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and go out, people.
Go out, meet people.
Yeah.
And realize it's okay to not like somebody.
Yeah.
I think I hate motherfuckers who want to be liked by everybody or want to like everybody.
This guy doesn't even like me.
If you don't like somebody, just don't hang out with them. Yeah. It's a fucking problem solved. That is one of the hardest things I have to deal with out here is, like, you hang out with people you like, and they invite somebody that nobody likes. And it's like, why? It's like, well, he doesn't have friends. Well, if the motherfucker has a bad attitude, leave him alone. You know? Let him change up or get out. But, yeah, face to face. Don't Facebook everything. Stop taking pictures of fucking food. Go out and be people. Socialize before we forget how to, like, talk face to face with each other.
Yeah. I mean, like, we just gotta get out there, man. Live life. You know, stop watching so much TV. Stop, like,
worrying about Instagram followers and shit.
Who cares about your followers?
Yeah.
You know, we have one follower.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, and Lily.
Oh, yeah, we got two.
We got two followers.
Oh, look at us coming up in the world.
Yeah.
We had 30 views for all our podcasts.
I think 15 of those listens were me.
No, just re-listening. We're riding up the score. Just wait. We're going to become those influencers and not tell nobody about it.
Yeah, but nah, I mean, this is all good and fun. We're just, like, talking, so it's good, you know?
Yeah, no, we're having fun, you know? And, I mean, it's better than getting a tattoo, eh?
Yeah. I really don't know why the whole internet is giving her such a hard time about that, you know? It's it's funny because the kanji means, like, yakiniku grill.
No, so for everyone else who doesn't know what's going on, Ariana Grande, what's it, Grande or Grande?
Grande, yeah.
She has a new album coming out, I guess, called Seven Rings. Yeah.
And it's about the seven rings that she returned her fiance's ring and bought seven rings for her best friends.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's what the thing's about.
So, the funny thing is she decided to get a tattoo on her hand for seven rings. The problem is that either A, she thought maybe the Japanese and Chinese kanji were the same or something. Because, like, even though both countries use kanji, the readings come out different and sometimes the meanings come out different. But either way, she put seven and circles in Japanese, which comes out to shichirin, which is a little Japanese barbecue pit. Yeah. So for her new CD, you know, our genius over here put a barbecue pit tattoo on her head. And, you know, internet went and did the internet thing.
Yeah, but she's having a good attitude about it, and she's funny.
Rich.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
No, but it's funny. She's just laughing about it. You know,
she's a millionaire. Like, what the hell? You know, she's like, y'all gonna still buy my CD? Y'all still gonna be at the concert?
And then she tried to fix it, right?
Oh God!
Did you see that? When she tried to fix it, and she didn't put it like in the right place, so now it read something else. Yeah. It was totally funny.
Yeah, because Japanese, you know, they read down to up and right to left. We read left to right in the States. They read right to left here. And so, yeah, so now she has something that's just totally different meaning. The moral of the story is, if you're going to get kanji, get it from somebody who knows, you know, the language. Or,
yeah. At least understand, like, the person should know what they're going to put on you.
Yeah, because
You don't want no regrets.
Oh, no. Somebody wanted to put that he loved women in Japanese. And when I was studying in Vegas, I was like, you love your sister? He's like, no, I love women. I'm like, homie, you love your sister on your shoulder. And he's like, oh my god. And I was just, oh, man, tattoos, the kanji tattoos in America. Man, so many people get stuff, and it's like, they have no idea what they're writing.
I mean, you gonna get a kanji tattoo?
Hell no, some old cliche-ass shit.
Okichimpo?
Shut up. We don't need to translate that. God damn fucking... No, like, I always used to see the one for power on everybody.
Chikara.
Yeah, and it's so cliche. Like, it's like getting the barbed wire around your arm, you know, back in, like, the
early... Hey, I have one of those!
you got arm hair. You ain't got a goddamn tattoo. But, no, it's hilarious. But, I guess we should be happy that no one's calling her out for cultural appropriation, since that's the new go-to excuse for anything.
Yeah, I mean... Everyone's super sensitive.
Sensitive? I don't think that word has any weight anymore.
Like. Oh, yeah, they're all pussies. Everyone's so sensitive. Too sensitive. You can't even make fun of people anymore.
Oh, no, you can't make fun of nobody. You're gonna...
How many words did we, like, strike from the dictionary? Like,
oh, God, I don't know. What happened? Oh, remember the cold outside songs?
Oh, yeah.
That's too rapey now?
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, you know? I thought it was just a cute song. No. The cultural appropriation argument, I feel they misunderstand where it came from. What I see it as is, in the past, Hollywood would say, no minorities. You know, no Asian people, no Mexicans, no blacks, no nothing. Just white folks. But then, in the movies, they would do all the stuff that we do that we're not supposed to, that, you know, they're told is too bad for TV. Like, you have the white guy who can rap, you know, or the white guy doing karate with everybody. And I think that's where the argument began. It's like, I can't be in the movies, but you can take stuff from my culture and put it in. Which would piss people off, which I understand that. But what it's morphed into now is like, if you like something that has to do with my ethnicity, then you're stealing my culture. Like, if a white guy likes listening to hip-hop, it's like, oh, well, he's culturally appropriating hip-hop. And it's like, no, he just likes hip-hop.
Yeah.
But he dresses like hip-hop. Well, I mean, hip-hop's a fashion now. Like, what are they supposed to do? You know, if an American company makes a game with a ninja in it, are they culturally appropriating Japanese history? And it's like, no.
Yeah.
Ninjas are awesome.
I was a Fat Chala for Halloween.
Fat Chala? You were the Black Panther?
Yeah, as culturally appropriating.
Yeah, I mean, you... Some things I can understand, like things that are, you know, racist.
I don't know, man. Like, if someone wants to be an American Indian, he should be an American Indian.
But for us, that's not a bad thing. Like, we're...
If you want to go as Tyrone Biggins, go as
Tyrone Biggins. I smoke wax.
If you want to go as, what's the guy's name who is a nigger lover?
Oh God, what was his name?
Clarence?
No, I forgot. It was the Dave Chappelle skit, but that was the hilarious. We don't want everyone to think there's a real nature love. No. But even the little kid, like there was a little kid who did a paper on Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And so he came to school dressed as Martin Luther King in blackface. And I mean, they gave this boy so much shit. I mean, it was stupid of his mama to let him walk out like that, but he didn't have any ill intent in his heart. No.
I mean, that's if you don't mean any harm, shit.
I think that's what it is. Like, intent should be important nowadays. Like, even with, like, comedians and comedy, like, was their intent to make to insult these people, or was their intent to make you laugh by talking about a taboo topic? Because that's where a lot of comedians are having a lot of problem, you know, they're saying, you know, they'll talk about everything. They'll talk about being, like, beaten as a child, you know, date rape. Like, and it's, like, things that are really weird to talk about. But they're trying to take the power away from those negative subjects and make people laugh for a day.
To think about it, too. You gotta think about these things.
No, and that's what I think. Like, intent and stuff like that and things like that, you know. Cultural appropriation... Like, people are just fan of just different cultures, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and especially where you grow up. Like, we've been in Japan. I've been 9 years. You're, like, 13. You pick up things around the place you live, and it's like, I'm not trying to steal Japan's culture. I'm just assimilating into it.
Yeah.
But if I did this stuff back in America, they'll be like, oh, you're stealing our stuff.
You think you're Japanese?
You took our jobs, you know, over there. It's like, no, I'm just... It's like out of respect for the country and the people who live here, you know? Like, the way you start the meal and you say itadakimasu or stuff like that. I'm not trying to steal it from Japan. It's just, you know, it's... For me, I feel like I'm respecting it.
Yeah. I mean, like, you don't want to, like, limit your life so much, you know? Like, it's nice that we were able to travel, you know, like, being in Japan. Because you get to go to Thailand, or you get to go to, like, Vietnam, Korea, or other places. And you get to see how different cultures interact and how they are and stuff. So it's...
How they interact with you, too. That's a nutty. Yeah. No, I think it's just... Cultural appropriation has become the new taboo thing to say. It's just, oh, I don't like what this person is doing because it's different, so they're stealing. And it's nothing like that. There's people, when you, especially if you become a fan of something, you know, if you really enjoy hip-hop music, or if you really like anime, or, you know, things like that, you know, you're gonna start buying things that have to do with that.
Yeah, you're gonna start talking about it and sharing it, and that's really what we want in the world, right?
Becoming a fan.
But we want everyone to become one, you know? Yeah. Like, we all want to have things in common with everyone, you know? So that's where I'm at.
Just have respect. That's all. That's all you need. You know? Don't go out there to insult anybody, and just handle whatever you got with respect, and I think we'd all be good, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody's out there to, you know, start some shit. And so I think we need to really stop being so sensitive.
Yeah, stop being pussies, Jesus Christ.
Stop pretending like there's 71 genders. There's only two. That's right, I said it. Come at me, bro. I'm going to get jumped outside.
I can't believe you said that. Bezer.
Oh, man. No. And even though I said there's only two genders, I don't have a problem with who you want to sleep with as long as it's legal. But transition and stuff too. No issues here.
No hate.
You know, we love everybody.
All about love at the FFG.
Yes. But no, man. I guess we should close it out, yeah?
Yeah, it's been about a good hour already.
I need to go eat my 2,200 calorie meal now, since I haven't eaten today.
Yep. I'm going to eat a 2,200 calorie meal too. And go over.
Yep. We already know.
All right. But
yeah, to our dozens and dozens of fans, thanks for keep on listening. Thanks for following us. And we'll catch you guys on the flip side.
All right. See you guys next time.
Peace.